Hello, it's great to be back with you again for another meditation with the practice of living awareness. We're beginning the second half of the practice. We've covered steps 1 through 7. Smile, tip of the nose, flow. Soften, open, and receive, and then soften, open, and release. Heart, mind, and interlude. Here we are back with step number 8, which is called asana. So asana meaning position or posture. Seems like that would begin the entire practice, asana. We covered that in the first step, talked a bit about proper posture, finding the right support for yourself, whether you're meditating on a cushion or a chair, perhaps sometimes even lying down meditation. But we're going to go a little bit deeper, placing asana at this point in the practice has got its reasons, its purpose. Actually, the whole second half of the practice is quite purposeful. It mirrors the first half, or I would say it even spirals it up. The first half of the practice is really a mindfulness training, getting comfortable in the body, finding some calm or equipoise in the emotions, and a bit of stillness or clarity in the mind, or even just the capacity to observe the mind without judging. The beautiful definition by Jon Kabat-Zinn of mindfulness is the awareness that arises as we pay attention moment to moment to moment on purpose without judgment. So it's not so easy to pay attention, and even more difficult to pay attention without judgment when the body is uncomfortable in pain or is not used to sitting for 20 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes sitting still. And our emotions can take over and create thought forms, and those thought forms create stories, and we follow those stories. And we've lost touch with the present moment. And so all of the steps of the first half of the practice are really tools that one can use to access that field of awareness. It's there. In fact, you are an example of living awareness. If you are breathing, if your heart is beating, you have access to awareness. And it arises as we pay attention moment to moment to moment on purpose without judgment. So hopefully you experienced that if you've been doing the meditation practice with us for the last many weeks. The foundation of a mindfulness practice is necessary for us to move on to various aspects of the mind. Creating space for the mind to see clearly, without distortion. I'll talk a bit about the mind next week. For now, asana, proper asana. Alignment, balance, harmony. They extend well beyond our physical body. Balance in the emotions. A peaceful, harmonious, balanced mind. And from there, wisdom, compassion, clarity, inspiration, intuition. They all lie in that field of awareness. And so let's meditate with asana. Today, a body scan, observing the body without judgment. Together we smile and allow for a long, slow, deep breath. And we settle. Settle into this present moment. Settle into your body. Into your body as it sits in the room. With the intention of stillness, of settling, as breath comes in and breath goes out. Can become aware of the breath at the tip of the nose as it moves in from the room into the body, into the lungs. Sensing the body receiving the breath. The lungs fill and reach a point of satiety and gently relax as breath moves out into the room. And the next in-breath follows. Getting a sense of the body breathing. And expanding the field of your awareness to include the whole torso, the tummy, your shoulders, arms, and hands. It's as if your shoulders, arms, and hands, it's as if the whole body is breathing, sensing that every part of your body is receiving the goodness of that breath. It is sustained by it. For a minute or so, just allowing the field of awareness to include a sense of the entire body sitting and breathing as breath comes in and breath goes out. There is a comfort in knowing that the body is sustained. It is sustained by the breath. It has all that it needs. And so we can put this notion of doing anything aside. The body has what it needs. And take this time to simply observe the body. Allow the body to report It is honoring the body. The body is often receptive to our needs. And as we make ourselves available to the body, as we are receptive to it, to what it is saying, what is it reporting? We generate gratitude and appreciation, reverence even, for the magic that is this vessel that contains, holds, supports our being. So getting a general sense, is there some place in the body, some specific area of the body, perhaps your knee, maybe it's your jaw, your brow, your hands or fingers, is there some part of the body that is calling to you, that is reporting? And we're not necessarily trying to change anything, we're just simply listening, just simply observing. Our listening is in the observing. Oh, there's a bit of pain on the inside of my left knee, or my fingers are clenched and tight for no reason. Though my eyes are closed, my brow is tight and focused. So just noticing if there's an area of the body that comes forward, that is expressing itself, that is expressing perhaps tightness or pain, a bit of discomfort, and just allowing it to be, just simply sitting with that as it is. Honoring the body's ability to let you know, to express. Perhaps creating some spaciousness with a nice, long, slow, deep breath. And we move on to a body scan. Systematically moving body part to body part. So that we can acknowledge the body as a whole. Becoming aware of your feet as they touch the ground, perhaps your ankles. Simply observing, becoming aware of the space that your feet and ankles, perhaps your shins and calves, your knees, the space that they occupy in the room. Becoming aware of your thighs and hamstrings, your buttocks, your hips and pelvis, perhaps your sit bone, your whole lower torso, lower abdomen, hips, pelvis, upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles and feet. Sensing the lower extremities. Sensing the space that they occupy within the room. Sensing the belly, lower back, the diaphragm as each breath comes in and goes out, the rib cage and your whole midsection, perhaps your sternum, your breastbone, your chest and collarbone. Shoulders, the muscles of your shoulders. Perhaps sensing your biceps and triceps, the upper arm. Your elbow. The forearm and wrist. Sensing the palm of your hand. Becoming aware of each finger, the thumb on your right hand, your index finger, the middle finger, ring finger, and pinky. Sensing the whole right arm, the shoulder, elbow, wrist, and hand, and each finger. Becoming aware of the left arm. Shoulder and bicep to tricep. Your forearm and wrist, the palm of your left hand. Your thumb and index finger. The middle finger and ring finger, pinky finger of your left hand. Sensing both shoulders, both arms, both hands. The body breathing. It's as if you're breathing all the way down to your fingertips. Becoming aware of your neck. The occiput, which is right at the back of the skull where the spine meets the skull, where we turn our head. Becoming aware of the jaw, the tongue. Your gums and teeth, your lips, becoming aware of your cheeks and your cheekbones, the nose and nostrils, your eyelids and eyelashes, becoming aware of your eyebrows, your brow itself, the temples on each side of your head, the scalp, your ears. Becoming aware of your entire head. The head as it sits on top of the spine and moving all the way down to the sit bone and taking an inhale, breathing up and elongating the spine. Creating space between each vertebrae. And on the exhale, feeling the cushion or chair beneath you, supporting you, holding you, creating stability. Proper asana is balance, harmony. So many aspects of our body have a left and a right, in pairs on either side of the spine. Left and right in balance. Two arms, two legs, two feet, two kidneys, two nostrils, two eyes, two lungs. As we take our seat in meditation with the intention of proper asana, how does your body respond? Take a few more breaths, once again sensing the body as a whole, the field of awareness, expanding to include the entire body breathing. This magical, unique vessel. That is a very important aspect of you. We'll bring this sitting to a closing with several breaths, breathing light into the mind aware of the body. We take a breath and breathe light into our feeling nature, sensing, feeling the body as a whole. And with a breath, we breathe light into the body itself, knowing it is receiving prana. With this breath and with every breath. And we breathe light into our sense of self. Realizing ourselves to have this body, but to be much more than this body, to be light. Breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.